Beloved brothers and sisters, can we rise up on our feet as we receive our Father, whose voice is coming our way this morning to speak what is relevant to our lives and destinies. Go ahead and let's give him the praise. Lift your hands and begin to trust the Lord to receive his voice to you this morning. His voice to you this morning.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And praise the Lord. How much we are willing to take responsibility will determine the beauty of the adventure. My prayer is that the things happening here will follow us back and become a way of life in the name of Jesus. Man cannot retain strength and thrive without food. God's word is the food of the spirit man and is the food of the Holy Ghost. It's a person, so he feeds. That's why world-weary people don't make much out of their walk with God. May we receive grace today to keep feeding fat on the world and experiencing greater impact in life. I have some food to eat that you don't know about, Jesus said. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me. So the feeding is not the knowing, it's the doing. You hear my word and do them. You are building upon the rock. No storm, no wind can bring you down. So the strength comes by doing. The strength comes by doing. People know so much, but they do so little, and there is no strength. There is no strength. But today, your case becomes different. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you locate the books, Treasures of Life, they are my notes.
They are my notes from my diaries, learning at his feet. I still learn daily. I still write daily. Don't watch your life go down the drain. Feed life into your system. I'm ascending by the Spirit of God in your inner man. And Elijah took that bread and went in the strength of that bread 40 days and 40 nights. It is bread that strengthens the physical body. It's bread that strengthens the bread of life. I said the spirit man, and is also the food of the Holy Spirit. You can't have sweet fellowship without your spirit man being alive and the Holy Ghost actively at work in you. That won't happen without feeding on the word. Lift up your two hands and ask the Lord for grace. Give me each day my daily bread. You need this daily bread. I need this daily bread. Give me from henceforth my daily bread. Jesus taught us to pray that prayer. We need access to the feast of life from the word of God on daily basis, on daily basis, on daily basis, on daily basis. Let's take responsibility. Let's take responsibility. Let's take responsibility. In Jesus' precious name, as busy as we claim to be, we still create time to eat, don't we? We create time to go to the toilet, don't we? You have the time, engage the time. We all have equal amount of time on a daily basis, 24 hours. You decide what to engage your time with. Please engage. Please engage. Please engage. Please engage. Please engage. He can manifest himself to you and me beyond how well we feed him. We feed him on obedience of faith. We hear what he says to do and we get to do it. In the name of Jesus, you won't suffer breakdown again. You'll be up on your feet in the day of battle. You'll win the victory in landslide. In Jesus' name. Again, for the three dimensions of the world we have had since this our visitation today, give the Lord a big hand of praise. Amen. Father, thank you. Speak to us again this time in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and please be seated. There was no session of this teaching that didn't have a note. Something that struck a chord in my spirit. Open up. Only the truly meek will make the most of their journey. Open up. Open up. This morning, in closing this session, we'll be looking at engaging the supernatural power of love, which is part two of my series, Gateways to Commanding the Supernatural. The supernatural is the master key to breaking new ground. As Jesus erupted in the supernatural, we have never seen this in this fashion, new grounds. We have seen strange things today, new grounds. Satan screaming, have you come to torment us before the time? New grounds. The supernatural paved the way for the delivery of his messianic ministry. And that is the identity of the redeemed. You are born again. You are like a wind. They can't tell where you're coming from, where you're going. And so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. So by redemption, you and I are supernatural beings. We are redeemed to live above natural limits. Our ways must be past finding out because of the supernatural act of God at work in us. Very important. While we carry the potentials to break a new ground, we need to keep that virtue steered through through our unreserved love for God. That is the key. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, doesn't enter into any man, the heart of any man, what God has prepared for them that love him. That is the engine room of the supernatural. The love for God is what establishes that new identity in Christ. Please note that Jesus has simple solutions to all our complex problems. Simple solutions to all of our complex problems. But man is so complex that these simple solutions don't gain an inroad into our lives. But in the simplicity of the gospel lies the power of God. I fear, 2 Corinthians 11:3, as Satan beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in the gospel. Simple problems to simple solutions to complex problems is the gospel system. Let's check out on these. I am gathering wood to prepare the last meal for my son and I to eat and die. Solution, make for me first. Make for me first. Made for me first. And she was feeding fat all through the days of famine. Make for me first. The young lions seek, the hunger and lack, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Make for me first. I will turn your lack to surplus. Seek ye first the ends of my kingdom and watch how I manifest myself to you. Make for me first and then watch what I do with the rest. Simple solutions to complex problems. The pot of flour never dried up. The cruse of oil never got wasted by simple solution to a very tough problem. Listen to me. God's word is creative. So when he speaks on the way out, he creates that way. God said, let there be light, as simple as that, and light came to be. Simple solutions to complex problems. Now watch. My husband is dead, that woman said in 2 Kings chapter 4, but was indebted before he died, and they have come for our two sons as collaterals. What do you have in your house? What a question. What a question. He said nothing. Okay, you can go. Oh, except the cruse of oil. You are not talking. He didn't take it from him. He told him what to do with it. Borrow many vessels, as many as you can get. Drop a little of this oil there. It was filled up. Marketable oil. Go and sell. Pay your debt and live on the rest. Simple solution to complex problems. That's the God you serve. Watch. a great man by name Naaman came to a bush prophet. And we didn't even come to see him. Go to the pool called Jordan and wash. Go to River Jordan and wash. Dip yourself there 7 times. 7 times. He must have gone around various countries by virtue of his status. Simple. And his flesh was restored like that of a little child. Please, please, embrace the simplicity of the gospel. It's the custodian of the power of God for your change of story. Embrace it. Embrace it. Embrace it. We're going to feed 6,000, 5,000 people, men of women and children. Jesus himself knew what he would do. He knew. No guesswork. What did he know? That when you give thanks for the insufficient, it becomes over surplus. He gave thanks and the bread multiplies supernaturally. Thanksgiving terminated the famine, the drought. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Not more money. Thanksgiving. We are going places. Multiplication is triggered by thanksgiving. Out of nature shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of the Lord make merry, and I will multiply them. Jeremiah 30, verse 19. I will multiply them, they shall not be few. I will so glorify them, they shall not be small. In response to thanksgiving, in response to thanksgiving, he multiplies and glorifies. Simple solution to complex problems. Jesus gave thanks and packages of fish and bread came. They were not thrown to the floor. They came down in baskets. In baskets. At the instance of thanksgiving. Nothing is permitted to finish in your house. If you understand the mystery of thanksgiving, nothing is permitted to finish in your house. Someone here gave a testimony. They served water as dinner with thanksgiving. Following morning, bales of food arrived at their gate without talking to anybody. Nothing dries up with thanksgiving. Himself knew what he would do, John 6:6. And we saw what he did to show what he knew. He gave thanks. And the bread multiplied supernaturally. Thanksgiving brought our church to where we are by grace today. God went to town and brought 2 people. Thank you, Jesus. Who is like unto you? Then 10 more. Thank you, Jesus. This much? You keep scaling new heights with thanksgiving. I'm still talking about simple solutions to complex problems. Jesus came down to Bethany and at the tomb of Lazarus. Father, I thank you because you have heard me. Now, Lazarus, come forth. And I was dead, came forth. You give thanks to anything dead, it comes back to life. You give thanks to anything dying, life resuscitates. Thanksgiving has such tremendous power within it. These were frustrated businessmen in John 21, verse 5 to 6. Children, have you any meat? They said nothing. He said, cast your net on the right side on the same water. What is the difference? And as they did, they enclosed great multitude of fishes. Simple, simple, simple solutions to complex problems. It's your turn. Now, coming down to our stuff. What is the great commandment of the law? Thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Mark 12:30. With all your strength. With all your strength. And the second is I come to it, the Lord will know yourself. Upon these two commandments hang all the laws and the prophets. Everything in scriptures delivers on that platform. Everything. You mean it? Everything. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God has in store for them that love Him. You mean just my love for God? Oh, yes. For all things work together for good to them that love Him. Why don't we check? Things are not working. Where is my love for God? Oh, I love Him. Where is the proof of the sincerity of my love for God? Where is the proof of the sincerity of my love for God? Where is the proof? 2 Corinthians 8:8. This do to prove the sincerity of your love. This do to prove the sincerity of your love. This do to prove the sincerity of your love. This is so important. A genuine and growing love for God holds the answer to all the challenges of life. Mark it. A genuine and growing love for God holds the answer to all challenges of life. When my wife was challenged, accosted by the spirit of death, I said to Jesus, that to heal is not what makes you God. Whether you heal or not, you are my God. He said, my son, you caught me already. It's not that when you heal, then you are God. Whether you heal or not, you are God. You heal me or not, you are God. When your love comes alive, everything lines up in your favor. 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 When your love for God is not tied to things, Lord, you build me a house, I will serve you. It's okay. Don't serve me. I have enough angels serving me. Get me a husband and I will love you. Okay. Go and get yourself a husband. Give me children and you see how much I will dedicate myself to you. Be waiting. Jesus, whether you heal or not, it's not what makes you God. Whether you heal or not, you are my God. And for life. I told our sons, the only one of those days, I said, look here, God hears me when I pray. Relax. No issues. When your love for God is in place, everything lines up in your favor. When your love for God is intact and solid, everything lines up for you. You are in for the best of time. Am I in love with Jesus? Big question that each one should ask himself. Not yesterday's love, but current and burning love makes a believer a sign and a wonder. Current. Solomon loved it, past tense, the Lord. And God made things out of him. And Solomon switched over. And Solomon loved many strange women. And God turned his back. Not past tense love. The love of many have waxed cold. What used to happen has stopped happening. Because their love has waxed cold. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. It makes a believer live a failure-proof life, for love never fails. 1 Corinthians 13, 8. And that's why yesterday's love holds no water with God. Yesterday's love never flies with God. Ensure you sustain currency in your love with God. For we know, that's Paul, a diehard lover of Christ. We know that all things work together for good to them that we know, we have experienced it, that all things work together for good to them that love God. And that's you. From this time on, everything will start working together for your good. Your spiritual life, your family life, your business and career, everything will start working together for your good. Let me hear your loudest amen. As long as we stay in love with Christ, we continue to break new ground sweatlessly. You stay in love. Things keep opening up to you on their own accord. Why? He that dwells in love dwells in God. Lift up your heads, ye gates. Ye everlasting door, be lifted up. So when you are moving, God is moving. And nobody can stop you. You'll find yourself breaking new grounds as you stay in love with Jesus. Breaking new grounds. And that's your story from now. That's your story from now. By grace, I've seen some things in my life that I never read in a book. I've seen some things happen with me and this ministry that I never read from any book. And I never prayed for them. He opens the chapter on his own accord. Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Is he asking that question today? From every one of us, do you really love me? He said, Lord, you know I love you. Now, do this to prove that you love me. Peter is still living today. All the other fishermen are gone. You never have their name. But Peter is still speaking today. And that's you. When you answer that question in the affirmative, it turns to generational blessing. It turns to generational wonder. Generational wonder. You find Peter just moving. His shadow was healing the sick and setting free the captives. Unusual unction. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Jesus' shadow never healed anybody. But Peter did. Praise God. The water that I do shall ye do also, and greater water than this shall ye do. Peter's shadow did. Peter's shadow did. And the secrets of men are in their stories. Do you love me? Three times. Yes, no, I do. Lord, you know all things, and you know that to know that to know that I love you. He said, take charge. That's your new story. I've said severally, nobody should claim to know my story until you discover my heartbeat for God. Don't claim to know my story until you, my secret, until you know my heartbeat for God. His presence with me is my strength and confidence. By redemption, we are entitled to his presence. But through our love for him, we are entitled to his manifest presence. His presence at New Bar. But we activate his presence with our love. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Doesn't enter the heart of any man what God has prepared for them that love him, not for them that are saved. You are saved, you have my presence, but you love me, you activate my presence. Wherever you appear, I show up. Praise God. Wherever you appear, I show up. Wherever you appear, I show up. That's your story. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Everyone must keep asking this question, am I in love with Christ? Answer it on a daily basis, and you watch what you will do. Now, very interesting. Let me show us in this segment before we close on the supremacy of the virtue of love as contained in 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 1 to the end. There are 13 verses. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I'm only making noise. Now, it's superior to the anointing. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. It's superior to every gift of the Holy Spirit. Superior to every knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom. Superior to all knowledge. Superior to all faith. You mean that simple thing? Oh, yes. And it's a free virtue for whosoever is interested. It's not a gift. It's a choice. Choose ye this day whom ye shall serve. Every true lover of God serves him. Abraham, my friend, and Abraham, my servant. Isaiah 41, verse 8, and Psalm 105, 42. My friend, my servant. My friend, my servant. David, a man with a heart for God, 1 Samuel 13, 14. I have found David, my servant. Psalm 89, verse 20 to 24. Every true lover serves the interest of the one he loves. Every true lover serves the interest of the one he loves. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, who shall separate us from the love of God as in Christ Jesus, you know, it's my mother and conqueror. He was a die-hard lover, a passionate lover of Jesus, and a servant of servants in the kingdom. Every true lover is a delightsome servant. Watch. I had a timeout, 72 days, on a leave teaching job at the age of 19. I was baptized in the Holy Ghost. I said, Jesus, when I asked them, is there any church in this village? They said, no. I said, not even Catholic. I wasn't saying that to berate Catholicism. I was only saying that to you, make Catholic, it's not here. What's the matter? But they were everywhere. And I knelt down and I said, Jesus, I mustn't leave this place where I met it. Who are you? Are you called to ministry? No. You have any notion for ministry? Never. But there's something jumping in me after God. There I encountered destiny. On my last day, because a church was built, church started the following week. I got there from my own little hut. I never lived in a hut before, but I was there. The light you brought to our village, let it shine around the world. That at 19, they gave me a bush lamp. Silver or gold we have none, but what we have we give unto you. The light you brought to our village, let it shine around the world. Where is your love for God? You love him, you will serve him. You don't have to be called to be a founder and a pastor and a teacher and evangelist. If you love him, you will serve him. If you don't serve him, you don't love him. It's a way up. It's the way up and you're going up. It's the way up and you're going up. It's the way up and you're going up. This makes love the greatest of all spiritual virtues. So there abided these three: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Now, faith will secure the hand of God who has believed and report to him the Lord revealed. Vision will deliver by faith. The same thing, the hand of God. But love secures his presence. Between his hand and his presence, a word of difference. His hand is a note. You can carry a note from a president and wait in somebody's office because you are carrying a note. But the president of your nation can't wait in anybody's office in his country. No. Before he comes, the owner of the office has come out to greet him. Not that wait is coming. It's not coming anywhere. It's just entering. It's just entering. That's what love is. Other virtues secure his hand, but love will manifest his presence. Unstoppable presence of God. That's how your life will be from now on. Your life becomes unstoppable from this moment. No situation will stop the way against you. No circumstance will stop the way against you. In the name of Jesus. 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 So love is greater than faith, greater than vision, greater than revelation, greater than the anointing. Because faith can fail. I've prayed for you that your faith faileth not. Luke 22:31. Faith can fail. Anointing can lose its savor. We saw the anointing on Samson disappeared. Like a dream of the night. Went off. And they picked him up and plucked at his two eyes. He stood up as former times. Judges 16:20. Never knew the Spirit of God has left him. The Spirit of God can leave you. But when you are in love, you dwell in God and God in you. That's why love never fails. As long as your love is in place, God's presence is secure. That will make a difference. Israel came out of Egypt. God was in their midst. The sea saw them, it fled. You engage in a fight of faith. You don't fight with love. Love fights. God takes over your fight when you are in love. He takes over your fight when you are in love. From today, I see God take over your fight. I see God take over your fight. He said, the sea saw them, Psalm 114, and fled. Jordan was driven back. What ailed the old sea that thou fledest? He said, tremble thou earth at the presence of the Lord. God's presence causes our troubles to tremble. Now, are you hearing? Come on, say it with me. God's presence causes my troubles and my troublers to tremble. God's presence with me will cause my troubles and my troublers to tremble. God's presence. It causes witches and wizards to tremble. Demonic powers to tremble. Somebody was captured by ritual killers, and on their way in the vehicle, his phone rang, and the ringtone was me praying in tongues. They said, who is that? He mentioned my name. Who is he to you? My father? Ah. He told the driver, park, park, park. Please give him his things and give him money to go back to where we picked him from. Please tell him we didn't touch you. Please tell him we didn't touch you. I wasn't there. I wasn't there. God's presence goes with you supernaturally to cause your adversaries to tremble. To cause your what? Adversaries to tremble. From today, everything troubling you begins to tremble. 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 Everything troubling your family begins to tremble. Everything troubling your business begins to tremble. Everything troubling your career begins to tremble. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, jealously guard his presence by maintaining a growing love for him. That's what makes love for God the mystery of all mysteries. The mysteries of all mysteries. This mystery is the delicacy of the redeemed. Connect with it, and you keep triumphing in life without sweat. You keep triumphing in life without sweat. It's your turn. 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 Here are some down-to-earth proofs of our love for him. If you love him, you will love his word. Oh, how love I thy law. You can't love him and not love his word. Psalm 119, verse 97 and 98. If you love him, you will have delight in obeying his word. Obedience will become your way of life. This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. His commandments are not grievous. 1 John 5, 3. God's love is not theoretical. God's love has proofs. Whosoever has my commandment and keeps it is the one that loves me. Not the one who's singing, he loves me. The one who has my commandment and keeps it, he loves me. I will manifest myself to him. You love him, you will keep his word. If you love him, you will love his house. You won't be encouraged to be in church. It will become your natural home. You are eager to be in his presence. I was glad when they said to me, come, let us go into the house of the Lord. Psalm 122, verse 1. How amiable thy court, O God. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in your house than do instance in terms of wickedness. Don't tell me you don't have time. Your peers have time for their drinking bars. They go to their joint every day. You don't have value. No, you don't have time. You don't have value. You don't have value for his presence. Forsaking the assembly of one another, as some of you do, especially as you see the day approaching, get closer to God than ever. Hebrews 10 and verse 25. If you love him, you will give to his cause with delight. The Macedonian church was so much in love that their poverty abandoned to their liberality. They were so much in love that their love abandoned to their liberality. That is, in their poverty, they abandoned unto utmost liberality. Amazing things. You give to his cause when you are truly in love. I mentioned something when I was bringing in the second speaker that I said in 1983 when we were believing God for 1984, sorry, for 3,000 naira to pay off the rent cost of the church. I said, if I had this money, God will not appeal to me to give it. But now that we are at the same level, understand what I'm saying. Because the time is coming when some of us will take off in the air And you start saying, we don't know what they're using. Let me tell you what I'm living. I'm sold out to God. You can't be in love and not be a giver. God so loved and God so gave. Abraham so loved and Abraham so gave his only begotten son. You can't so love and not so give. If you are not a giver, you are not a lover. Somebody hearing what I'm talking about? So it's not just about giving for God to make returns. It's about giving because you are in love. Giving because you are in... Somebody asked me, what do you do between the time you give and when you receive? I said, I've never thought about it. I'm not on contract with God. I've never thought about it. And when you give, try to picture what you want to receive. Those are children and the school song. I never did, and I never lack. When you are in love, you are not questioning the integrity of your lover. You are not questioning the integrity of your lover. Stop questioning the integrity of God. Lord, I gave you tithe last month. I've not said anything yet. Are you still there? Can I really trust you? When our income was 18,000 plus in a year, my own was there. My tithe was there. That was our level, everyone. Our level. Maybe some gave up after 1 year, some after 5 years, some after 4 years, but I'm still in that madness till tomorrow. And God's word is coming to pass in my life, you shall lend to nations. And we are doing that today. May you receive grace. These are some fundamental proofs of genuine love for God, and we keep growing it. So its impact gets stronger by the day. Its impact gets stronger by the day. If you love him, you will love his word. If you love him, you will put his word to work. If you love him, you will love fellowship of the brethren. If you love him, you will give. Many more, but we stop there today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let me stop with this. If you love him, you will enjoy his presence in prayer. You will enjoy. David said, in the morning, at night, and evening will I pray. Psalm 55, verse 17. A man with a heart for God loves his presence. And prayer is one of the platforms that we interact with his presence. We interact with his presence on the prayer platform. We interact with his presence on the prayer platform. You can't love him and not love interacting with him on the prayer altar. It becomes like food to you. While putting some things together on my biography, I said prayer was like food to me after I got saved. I didn't even believe in praying in the house. I believe in praying on the mountain. I believe in getting out of distractions. You can't love him and not love his presence. Thank you, Jesus. Now, that's prayer. Thank you, Jesus. That's prayer. I was on my way here from the old church, and my friend was in the car. He said, I've said thank you 72 times between the old church and here. 72 what? Time. You are living in his presence. You are not talking to a vacuum. It's inside you. It's flowing out of you. His presence is your utmost interest at all times. You can't love him and not love interacting with him on the altar of prayer. Let's close today. May each one receive engracement to stay in love with Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That is the greatest of all spiritual virtues. That is the mystery of all mysteries that differentiates a believer from the rest of the world. Stand to your feet. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. The two apostles that stood out in the New Testament were Paul and Peter. And they all answered the love question. to scale the height that grace enabled them. But it's not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. So it supplies us the backing we need, called the spirit of love. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We make the choice first, then empowers our choice for sustenance. Do you love him? Do you love Jesus? Lift up your two hands and call for endowment of the spirit of love that will help sustain your love for Jesus, not by power, not by might, or by my spirit, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. Receive it now. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, simple solution is hitting all your complex problems. Let me hear your loudest amen. Now, let me tell you this and I'll close. Jesus, why are people not coming for all night prayers? And he said, turn your night vigils to break through night. One instruction. Lagos was routed. One instruction. We jumped then from 3,000 plus to 10,000 in 1 year. 10,000, 19,000 the following year. One instruction. Simple instruction. Turn this to this. Before you are out of this place, one simple solution will hit that challenge of your life. Lord, we are not ready for this project for now. Let's give this place to the farmers in our church. Sincerely so. And God said, I'm dedicating this place September 18, 1999. Simple. It leveled out, or we are ready, we are not ready. It just canceled it. And it made it happen. Simple instructions to complex situations. That's you. Lift up those two hands. Receive afresh the endowment of the spirit of love. And I pray that your love be sustained to the end. Amen. Your love will never wax cold. Amen. His presence will never elude you. Amen. You'll never know fear again. Amen. All your troubles begin to tremble from now. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So shall it be. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I love God, and God knows that I love him. You must get to that point. To be able to say, I love you, Lord, and you know that I love you. That's what Peter said. You know all things. You know that I love you. I love you, Lord, and you can't love me without knowing that you do. You can't love God without knowing that you do. You can't love God without knowing that you do. Let's stop playing religion. Let's come down to reality. You can't love God and not know that you love him. I love God above all else, including myself. Above all else. Above all else. There's nothing you do that can shift me from it. Above all else. You get to that point, his presence is domiciled with you, and unusual things begin to happen. That will be your experience. That will be your experience. That will be your experience. People have been saying you walk it. They will now start saying God walk it. They have been saying you striving to make things happen. They will now see God taking charge. That will be your new story. Lift up your hands and give God thanks. Give God thanks. Give him praise. No one like him. Celebrate his faithfulness. Magnify him. Will you help me congratulate your neighbors to your right and to your left for this awesome hour of visitation?